FM 100.1, AM 1340. We're seen on CN2. That's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live. And Rachel Lewis is with us now. And Rachel, we talk about the heat. It is a great, great day to hit up one of the water parks.
Absolutely.
At the YMCA.
Absolutely. Our water parks are in full swing this summer. So we have our outdoor pools and water parks at four locations. So at Charlotte Avenue, at the Baxter Close YMCA, the CSD Community YMCA, and then down at Mary and Bone in Kershaw. So lots of pools, lots of fun. We've got water slides and something for everyone. Definitely come cool off with us.
What is the what's the hours for each of those facilities and each of the water parks?
They all operate a little bit differently, okay. But if you head to our website, you can see the current hours based on the week. And then coming up for the holiday, we will have special hours for the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And we also are proud to offer that Fitness Plus option. So if you do want to access our facility, as long as you have that signed waiver, you can still come to the Y and get your workout in.
Good to know.
Now, you're dressed the part because you said you're about to hit the road up to Camp Cherokee, up to the Kings Mountain area.
Yes.
I mean, summer to some folks has just started, but Camp Cherokee is now almost a month into it.
Yes, Camp Cherokee is heading into their fourth session of the summer.
Okay.
So they are rocking and rolling up there. Lots of kiddos have already been through camp and lots more to come.
So awesome. What has been the highlights of camp so far from the first 3 weeks?
Up at Camp Cherokee, they are always doing all sorts of different activities. Last week, I saw a lot of horseback riding, rock climbing. Wow. Of course, the lake is always the hot spot to be for the kids. Jumping on the water trampoline, kayaking and sailing, all sorts of fun.
Now, when you go up there, what do you see some of these kids saying? Yeah, they're obviously excited to be at camp, but this will be, I guess, day two because you take it on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So they're not at the point where they're homesick yet. They are glad to be away from mom and dad at this point.
Yes, it's kind of like when you get up there, it's wide open, kids being kids, and they are loving, like you said, loving being away from their parents, a little bit looser on the rules, of course, in a safe environment.
Yeah.
Just so much fun to be had. And what I've experienced with my own children is they don't want to go home. So they want to stay there at camp forever, all summer. And the friendships and the relationships they build with each other and with the counselors is really special.
Yeah, such a unique experience that they can have.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We were talking during the break about the different school calendars and that type of stuff. How has that affected Camp Cherokee and your sessions?
Honestly, it's opened it up for us to be able to accept a wider, you know, variety of schools from around the area for kids to come because we're able to start earlier and offer sessions beginning right when school gets out, some right after Memorial Day, and then we keep running until school starts back in August.
Which is crazy to think that, you know, because there's so many different calendars, you're running literally from that last week of May up until, I guess, some schools won't start till mid-August.
Mm-hmm, that's
so
right.
While some kids are already back in school, you'll still have a few sessions going on.
That's right.
Yeah. Is there any availability sessions still this summer?
We do. We do still have some availability. Definitely look for those spots, particularly around the holiday, so the 4th of July. There are some spots still available if you're looking. And then later in the summer as well, we have some more space.
And you can just go on the website and type in the dates.
Yes.
And, okay.
Yep.
Good to know. Yeah.
All right, well, believe it or not, I mean, we're talking about summer and water parks, all that, but it's fast approaching. Today is the 22nd of June, and for parents out there, if you're in the Rock Hill, Fort Mill, York, Clover School District, you're starting back on August 3rd, so I know folks got to start thinking ahead for those fall registration for after-school care.
Yes, and I know we don't want to think about fall right now. We want to think about summertime, but preschool registration is open. We've got after-school registration open for the upcoming school year. Now is the time to think about it and to go ahead and get your spot, and you'll have it set and you won't have to stress out towards the end of the summer. We do offer after-school programming at most of our locations, serving the local schools surrounding that YMCA. So it's definitely a great option if you have an elementary or middle school age child and you're looking for care after school. As well, we have our preschool at the complex, at the Fort Mill YMCA at the complex, that is registering now. Up until they start at the beginning of September.
And for those who maybe aren't familiar, how does that process work in terms of the after-school care? If they're going to, for example, my son just finished at Sunset Park, What does that process look like if when you have kids at certain schools? How do they get to the YMCA and that type of stuff?
We partner with specific schools surrounding the YMCAs nearby. So we partner with them and offer transportation from the school to the Y.
So they would just be picked up and taken directly there, from then the parents would pick up from that school.
Yes.
And that goes through for elementary and middle school.
That's correct, yes.
So I guess up through eighth grade.
Yep.
All right, so also you got fall sports happening pretty quickly too. Again, it's tough to think about this, but fall sports registration's happening.
That's right. Soccer registration is open for the fall, and that season actually begins at the end of August. So we are excited to kick off soccer, and then we have swim lesson registration ongoing throughout the year, so different sessions will run. We'll have a late summer, and then we'll start a new session in the fall as well.
Okay, and swim lessons right there at the Y, you just go in, and is it the lifeguards or instructors?
We have certified swim lesson instructors, okay. So they're separate from the lifeguards who run the classes. So we do group lessons. When they're real itty-bitty, it's parent-child classes, you get in the water with them.
But, okay, yeah. That's great.
And what age would you recommend for a parent to start getting their child in for swimming lessons?
I think it's great to get them acclimated with the water from a very young age, you know, with you. And then really those group lessons, I feel like, are most effective starting around age 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I think back to when my son had his lessons. It was probably about 4 years old. He was out there, and gosh, he was swimming around as a 5-year-old, like no problem. Whatever, just boom. And
such a peace of mind when you take them to the pool and they can swim, you know?
Yeah, and when they're that age too, they're so brave and curious, and they just want to jump right in. So it's a great time to get them safe in the water.
Yes, absolutely.
Finally, the golf tournament coming up in TKK pretty soon.
Yes, so we are excited. The second annual YMCA of Upper Palmetto Charity Golf Tournament will be on September 28th.
Okay.
This year we will be at TKK Golf Club. So we are live with registration for that. If anyone is interested in sponsoring or putting in a foursome for the event, we've got spots filling fast, so we're excited.
What is the rate for a foursome?
It is $1,000 for a foursome, and then we have sponsorship levels going up from there.
Best way for folks to get information on that?
You can reach out directly to Laura Smith, our development director. So it's laurasmith@ymcaup.org.
Very simple.
Great.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Absolutely.
She's got to get out the door, hit the road up to Kings Mountain for Camp Cherokee. She is ready. So if your kids are up there, tell them to wave at Rachel today.
Have fun at camp.
Thank you.
Of course, that is Rachel Lewis with YMCA of Upper Palmetto. It is 8:47 on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.
You are Clankster and Chester County continuing to get the all clear on our Monday morning.